Hello? I know. Wait. Wait. I'm still on data. I need to turn on Wi-Fi or else I'm gonna drain all of my data. Keys! Shine, Joel! I just took a shower. Hair before bed. I have like this mask on right now. If I talk weird, it's probably because of that. Using your data outside? Hopefully, listening to Twitter Space do not drain so much of your data. No longer stream key. I also showered yesterday. Okay, so basically today I had like an appointment with my therapist Onee-san, but then it got canceled. I was getting ready and I was like looking all fancy. I don't know, because I guess I just want to dress up cute and look pretty, and I did all of that, and then she wasn't available anymore. So I just stayed home. And I just kind of like took a nap with like all of my makeup on. I was just like, well, guess I'll just nap, I guess. So yeah, and then I eat dinner, and then I take a shower. So basically, I did all of that preparation. I didn't even go outside. I didn't touch grass. I did not see anyone. I didn't see anyone. Like, I was looking so cute. What the heck? All I did was like look at myself in the mirror, and I take a picture of my fit, and then I took a nap. Yeah. But yeah, I also play SMT. I play SMT and then I took a nap. You make up for us, right? I mean, I took them off already. Actually, I don't know. I wanted to look cute while talking to you, but at the same time, I feel like if I took way too long to like shower and like get ready for bed, it'll be late. And then I will not be able to wake up tomorrow. So I was like, it's okay. I'll just shower and do my skincare, and then I can go straight to bed after this. And then I can hopefully dream about Kamiti. Yes. Hopefully it'll be positive this time. Hopefully it's not sad. Please don't be sad. I hope so. Yeah, I'm like just being comfy right now. I don't really have much to like prepared. I'm gonna just bring like some of my personal belonging, charge my power bank. I brought a book, and yeah, that's it. I'm not gonna bring like my Switch. I thought about bringing my Switch with me, but then I'm like, I mean, I can play games like when I'm at home, I guess. I'll just bring a book. Hopefully it doesn't rain as well. It's raining a lot recently, so I hope it does not rain. If it rains, I guess I'll just stay inside and read a book. It's not that bad. No sad, only happy now that Naki is here. Yes. It's not a proper stream, but at least I can talk to you guys before I leave. Yes, it'll be nice to talk to you. Wait. Okay. Don't make me bring all my electronics back home. It's so heavy. No. I'm not going to bring like a bunch of my electronic with me. Reading book before sleep helps. Yeah. I also want to do. I want to put like these cute nails before I go. Maybe I'll do it now. To take it just in case. The book? I mean, I am going to bring it. Finally, I can read my Agatha Christie novel that I brought a long time ago, but I haven't read it yet because I was being lazy about reading, I guess. Brought a backpack that weighs 12 kilograms with me on the plane because 3 laptops? That's crazy. Like, that's kind of like me going back home, but I didn't bring like 3 laptops. I only had like one laptop, and I already think it's too heavy. I'm small. I cannot bring so much stuff. And like, I don't know, the plane ride is. Sometimes I have to wait in line for a long time, and I'm just like, this is so heavy. Be honest, like when I chose my laptop, I already picked one that's like lightweight. Like the reason I chose that laptop in the first place is because it's advertised as like it is light and it's kind of strong. And I'm like, okay. Okay, I buy it. How heavy is that laptop? Not even that heavy. I don't think it's that heavy. I just can carry a lot of stuff, I guess. Being small is advantage in plane ride. My poor knees. Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. Line was strong down. Well, it's not that strong. It's not that strong. It's like okay. Yeah. Lucky is just small. Yes, I'm just small. I'm gonna put brought a light one for class because my back is dying. Yeah, exactly. That's why I bought like a light one because I don't want to kill my back. I have to like. You know, bring it with me almost every day. Yeah. I'm putting stuff on my hair now. So. Hello, Mochi. Hello. I'm just here having my night routine before I go on my trip. It's only like 2 days. I hope you can survive. 2 days without Naki. Sorry you're late. It's okay. It's okay. You didn't miss much. You did miss a lot. It's okay. Nice. I hope you guys are having a good day so far. Where are you off to? It's like a small camping trip. Homo. Did you ever manage to get the map of the enemy list? Yeah, I saw. Gonna be busy this weekend? Oh no! Like is it like adulting? I hope you just have fun. Yes, I will try to have fun. Just walk up. Ohayo! Ohayo! Thank you for being here, even though you just woke up. Oh, Kamen Rider 5 Wizard. Thank you for rejoining the Riderhood. Watching the Sonic birthday stream. Wait, they have a Sonic birthday stream? Today is Sonic birthday? Damn, wait, really? My God, it is! Damn! It is! Happy birthday, Sonic! Happy birthday to Sonic! Happy birthday to Sonic! Happy birthday to Sonic! Happy birthday to Sonic. Oh my God, Sonic is like 30. Wait, when was the game? 32, 32? Is Sonic turning 32? Sonic turned 32 today. I think so. Well, friend, thank you so much for the 5 gifted membership. Oh, it is. Oh, just now I saw Ut comment. Old man Sonic. I don't think he's that old. He's a boomer? Eh? 32 isn't boomer. I would call someone a boomer if they're like, I don't know, 50. I don't think Sonic is boomer. I mean, he's zooming. He's a zoomer, if anything. He's just zooming, guys. He's not a boomer. Don't call him a boomer. Andrea says he's 36. From what I've read here, it said Sonic celebrate his 30th anniversary in 2021. So I just assume that he's 32 this year. 32 is boomer? No. What? The internet, everyone above 25 is a boomer? What the heck? What? No. 50 is Oji-san? Damn. Feel like Sonic was not 0 years old during the first game. Oh, I guess so. Who knows? He might be an I don't know the Sonic lore. I'm just bullshitting. Yes, I'm a boomer. Over 35. Hey, then there's me. I'm like over 300 years old. Like, what do you call me? Like ancient fossil? If being over 25 is a boomer and I'm 301, I'm basically an ancient fossil. He was 15 during the first game. Oh. Man, okay, he's forever 15. Dust? We call you Dust? I think Fossil is older than Dust, though. Okay, boomer. How old is Hedgehog Gears in Human Gears? I don't know. You're over 30? I'm 301, yeah. Yeah, I'm way over 30. You're all babies. You're all babies compared to me. I'm basically ancient fossil. Do you not have any hedgehog VTuber friend you could ask? Sadly, I don't know any hedgehog VTuber. Do you know any hedgehog VTuber? Says the baby. Okay, I mean, I might be an Oji-san, but I can still be your baby. That's something different, okay? That's in a different category. Yeah. I can still be your baby man, baby girl, whatever you say. Yeah. Yeah, I actually don't know any hedgehog VTuber. Grimer is a wolf. He's not a hedgehog. Baby uncle, baby Oji-san, whichever. Hedgehog VTuber graduated long ago. Not sure if that counts. 7 years, 8 months on the hedgehog age is 100 human years? Damn. Sonic is a grandpa. He's not even boomer. He's just like. He's also ancient fossil then. I was going to be a hedgehog, but I end up being a wolf. Oh no. What caused this change? Grimer evolved from a hedgehog to a wolf? I feel being a hedgehog is cute. Hedgehog is pretty cute. Guys, please, I got the fluffy tail. Oh yeah, that's the important thing, isn't it? The fluffy tail. I thought Sonic was a dog. The game is literally called Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't think I've ever mistaken Sonic for another creature. Like, I guess when I was really small and I saw Sonic, I wasn't sure what animal he is. I was just like, oh yeah, he's like a green, no, not green, a blue creature that rolls like a ball. And I didn't really care until I actually like found out that it's called Sonic the Hedgehog. I just didn't assume that he was any animal. I'm just like, he's his own thing. Then you're the artist for the ears. Also included the tail. Look, he was just a little bit. I mean, Fluffy Tails is nice. Sonic is kind of weird. The mana I think is also weird. Yeah, that's why I just assume that he's his own thing, you know, like his own creature and not a hedgehog because he doesn't really look like a hedgehog. But it's also very cartoonified, so yeah. Sonic itches my curse. Christ Chan knowledge? I mean, I don't know much about Sonic, but happy birthday, Sonic! Happy birthday, Sonic! Sonic disrespecting over here. I don't really know much about Sonic. Oh, wait. It's it. Have you guys, heard the news? Neo Prism agent, more like transfer student. Have you guys seen the news? I mean, to be fair, you would have already guessed, right? Like from all the sussy tweet from Prism Twitter, it's pretty obvious. Sadly, what does it mean? What does it mean? I'm just happy Emma is like here with me now. I love Emma. I mean, Makoto Nana is also very, very cool, but like, I guess it's because I have been friends with Emma for some time already, so I was excited that she's here. There was a single person who actually guessed in Prism Core, like everyone? Maji. Fingernails in the tweet? I didn't know that. I mean, I mean, it was hinted a lot, so. As we're expecting for Gen 1. Finally, new outfits for Gen 1, finally dropping the OG song. I really want to see new outfit for Gen 1 as well. Gives off my comment to myself, but to me it was too fast. Ma, I get it. Ma. Yes, Nana and Mako was a big surprise. But, I mean, that's... Yeah, it's like a bit... It's not spaced out that well, I guess. I Mako on Twitch, I think they're also going to start streaming on YouTube. Gonna be doing all fairy debut again. There's some kind of split 8 people to 3 different gen. Yeah. But yeah, I did know for like quite some time already. So yes, it is It was just like basically the matter of time on when they're going to be announced, released, whichever. I just think that it's like it's not spaced out that properly though. It's like a bit yeah. The gap between Gen 5 and Gen 6 was already too short. Gen 7 comes up with a 2 week gap. だよね。だよね。まあ、わかる。Yeah, at this point, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'll just let Prism do their own thing. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm just not going to like bother thinking about stuff anymore. I'm just like, oh yeah, they can do their own thing. Not gonna question anything. It's okay. It is what it is, だよね. It's strange calling them a new gen. They're more like phase later, I guess. Yeah. Same, honestly. Yeah, like just watch VTuber you like. Watch your Oshi, support your Oshi. Yeah. Cause I was just don't mind own thing. They yeah, I'm not gonna question it. Let's show really cool. Well, with Prism, Jen has your nickname like Niji and FaZe. I mean, I think like the newer Jen does have names. We don't really have names. I feel like at some point they were also like discussing if we should add like Jen name to like Jen 1 to 4, but I'm not sure how that is going. Who knows? Is yeah, Gen 6 is Polaris. Gen 5, nobody can compete when it comes to any color. Like you, what do you mean? I want to talk about this. Oh, like the gen name, right? Yeah. We came up with like a few names, and I don't know. I don't think it wasn't really updated on that. No, we did. Am I Nanako the boy senpai, right? It's like, I mean, they're already there. They have been here for a long time. The thing is, Gen 4 could be Storybook Star. No one also came up with like some really sussy name, but obviously, Madison was like, no. Yeah, the goal. Okay, we also had Ghostapu, but obviously they didn't like it. I was like, oh yeah, Ghostapu. No, I think Sarah was like, oh yeah, Ghostapu. Wait, let me see what name non. What sussy name? Oh my god, what? No, it was like Anus Destroyer. Like, what the heck? Okay, that also surprised me. I completely forgot. I remember it was sussy, but that surprised me, I guess. She wanted Anus Destroyer. I don't know. Ask her, not me. Ask her, not me. Has that related to Gen 4? I don't know. You have to ask. No, don't ask me. I don't know. What are you girls doing behind the scene? Destroying anuses according to none. Not sure how. Yeah, I think Ma Mana-san also said the same thing you said. Mana-san was like, oh yeah, I don't think it accurately depicts all of the fourth gen. She gave like a kind of like half serious, half joking response. But yeah. Just not being right. Just stay with Ghost Apu. I don't think, I feel like they would like some nicer name, I guess. Can't expect any less from someone using these nut 69 as nickname. Yeah, honestly, I was very chill about it. I mean, yeah, we all know what Non is like, so you know, there isn't any surprise there. Okay, 1 second. Where's my lip balm? Okay, here it is. She must be used to it, yeah. Where? Wait, what the hell? Okay. Whee! I'm super comfy right now. Wait, I have like Miori's blanket. It's so soft and it feels so nice. It makes me feel sleepy. It's like too comfy. I'm sleepy. Oh, also, I'm going to bring you guys on vacation with me as well. Maybe I'll take a picture of us touching grass together. Like really just like the standee of Naki and like that picture of Kami P on the grass together. Like actually touching grass. Yeah, I still have like the picture I drew you for like the movie date. So I'm just going to leave it in my backpack. Yeah, I'm gonna touch grass together. Like actually touching grass. Pog. Naki touching grass, let's go. Like no, me and you touching grass. Pomu finger puppet. Should I? Should I? Should I bring Pomu as well? Actually, no. I think let's just go with Kami P only. Pomu, maybe. Maybe you can go on separate trip with Pomu. Yeah, gotta introduce you to my parents. I'm not going to. They're gonna think I'm a fucking schizo. They're gonna think I'm insane. But to be honest, I think they know I'm insane already. So maybe they will not be that surprised. Like, wow, your boyfriend is this drawing? Is this your BF? This drawing? How are you gonna marry it? Actually, my parents don't even expect me to get married. I don't know. My mom is sort of expect, cause like she, I guess she kind of realized how much I like being alone. So she doesn't even expect me to get married. She's just kind of like. Yeah, I don't expect you to get married, and I don't expect to have like grandkids either. So like, you know, just do your thing. Explain to them. I'm sure they'll understand. And they would not call me a schizo. Like, wow, you're just like talking to these people on the internet. Are they even real? Can give us their blessing on the wedding. Living alone, I'm the only child. Guess what lines end here? I feel like I don't think I'm going to definitely have kids or anything. I don't like children. As long as you're doing fine, we're cool with that. My mom doesn't really care, so that's nice. Although my grandma, like on my dad's side, I guess she really won like grand kids, great grand children. I don't know what you call it. I guess she wants, and I'm like, don't expect me to like give you that. Maybe you should put your hope on someone else. Don't you have a sibling? Yeah, I do. I do have like a little sister. But I told you guys this before, like briefly. But I think she likes girls. That's what I think. That's what I think. So I wouldn't put too much hope there as well. It's intuition, I guess. Just like you, for real, for real. Wait, what? What? Maybe she likes both. Yeah, maybe. I don't know that. What do you mean, like me? I just enjoy looking at beautiful things, and girls are beautiful and cute. I like girls in that way, though. I mean, I have. Yeah. I guess I don't know, trying to pursue it in that way, so I have no idea, but I don't think so. He's right, since Yuri TikTok tweet, that was kind of surprising. It's like I was just scrolling through TikTok, and then there's like this tomboy girl that looks pretty cute, and I look at like the caption for the video, and it said something like Yuri, and I'm like, wait, what? Yuri? Excuse me? And then I press on like their account, and it's basically like the cafe account, and on the description it says like, oh yeah, it's a cafe bar by girls for girls, no men allowed. I'm like, okay, I understand. I understand. I'll follow. Imagine how ironic it is if Naki's sister also been Naki's into girls. Okay, this is a thing I noticed, but I think Fujoshi are generally they're pretty straight. Just, I mean, they like seeing hot men doing stuff, I Can you give the ID here? No, I will know. No men allowed. Sorry. It's for girls by girls. Only for girls. You're not invited. I'm sorry. Actually, anyway, are Yuri Cafe in this season? I actually don't know. Wow. Really? Damn. Makes sense. Lots of men enjoy lesbian content. Exactly. Oh, good. Sorry, I'm just taking my meds. See, I ate and I took my meds. I took a shower. I'm clean, and I smell nice. Yes. 私のユリはお仕事です。おお。Okay, I'm gonna put that on my watch list. I will put that on my watch list. I'll watch it when it finish airing. Brave you. Thank you. I also ate breakfast. My breakfast is basically milk tea. I had boba. I woke up and I was like, I wanna have some boba. I woke up at like I only had like 4 or 5 hours of sleep again. I think I cannot sleep more than 4 or 5 hours like per night. Just like I just automatically woke up at like 7 a.m. or something, and I went to sleep pretty late. Like after the stream yesterday, I ate cupcakes and I watched the last episode of Vinland, and then I went to bed. I think, yeah, I went to bed and I had like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and then I was just really awake. I tried to sleep again for like 2 whole hours. I was just like rolling on bed, but I couldn't sleep again. So I just woke up. Go to bed earlier, but I wanna eat. I wanna eat my cupcake. I really wanted to have those cupcakes and my milkies. I need them. My milkies and my 2 cupcakes. I ate 2 cupcakes. 2 whole cupcakes. Wow. Insane. I can actually eat. Watching the anime episode while having breakfast in the morning instead. I also have the supplements that helps me sleep better. I'm gonna take it today as well. So like before I had the supplements that helped me sleep better, and I didn't have like that issue then, but like I kind of stopped using it because doctor said so. So I kind of stopped drinking it. And now I guess I sleep a bit worse, but at least it's still better than before. I think it's fine. I did take like a nap before I eat dinner though, so that's good. I had like another maybe an hour nap, so I think I have enough. I have enough sleep. I have like 6 hours. Can't sleep well if I'm full, so I never had the same problem. But don't you get sleepy when you're full? Like, I get sleepy when I'm full. Like, I ate and I'm really full and I just feel really sleepy. The food coma. I have that a lot. It's like I ate and I just get so sleepy. And then I feel like a pig. I'm like, damn. I eat and then I sleep. I'm a buffet now. Check your blood sugar. Pretty sure I have like low blood sugar. But for me, it's the opposite if I'm too full. Really? You can't sleep? Do you sleep better if you take like a shower before you go to bed? I guess for me it doesn't really matter. I don't feel any different. Sorry. of the TikTok comment. Now that song is stuck inside my head. The Kyofu old back song. I really have good sleep now because my sleep schedule is long gone. No! No, Ud! No! Don't be like me. Please have good sleep schedule. I would love that for you. It's too catchy, right? I'm gone. Oh, my God. Thank you, Elon. It's a summer night. To your sukite. Onakumari. Take me all back. A lot of covers out there. Yeah, it is really cute. It's a really easy song. Fix mine next week. I'm off to touch some grass. Nice? Question mark? Illustration or advanced part? Yeah, like the cute animation. But 4 hours of sleep a night is good, right? No. Minimum is like 5-6. Yeah. Around 5-6. Yeah. 4 hours is not enough. Trust me. It's not good, guys. It's not good. Are you officially covering it? I mean, I do want to, but the budget for the animation, like if I covered, I also want to have like the cute animation, right? Yeah. 6 is minimum for me. That's good. Don't think I can sleep more than 4 hours. Wait, why are you guys so bad? Please sleep more. You guys gonna sleep more? No! What the heck? Yeah, I'm gonna knock you all out so you can sleep for 8 hours. I'm gonna come with a fucking baseball bat and just kind of like knock you out so you can actually sleep. What the heck? You guys sleep way too less. Sleep more! Man! Sleep is important! Don't torture yourself! Go to sleep! One can get enough sleep hours, we have to live with that. Yeah, but... I guess you should sleep when you can, though. I mean, although I do understand the appeal of staying up late and play games, I do that as well. But still, sleep is important that you cut my nap short so I wouldn't miss this space. No, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Can go back to sleep? What? Surprise, you know, I thought today was a pleasant surprise. It's a really good song. Underrated song from Idol. So go da. Since the girl stay up all night watching anime and been manga, I have okay, yeah, but you know, it's because I do all these things that I know it's bad for you, and I can tell you not to do it, right? You get me, right? You understand, right? Wakaru desho? Wait. What's that face for? What? Sure, pimple. What the heck? I am improving my sleep schedule. I'm making progress. Leave with the example. Hey, at least I'm trying to go to sleep early and like waking up early and stuff, you know? Bro's bad influence on her community. I'm a VTuber. VTuber usually have bad sleep schedules, so you know. Or to be honest, is people that basically live on the internet. You all have bad sleep schedule. Ever since I started watching VTuber, honestly, my sleep schedule was just like really bad. Like I remember when I was like in Europe, I had to stay up until like 5 a.m. or something to watch stream. I'm like, this is important. I need to watch it. 5 a.m. I'm just gonna stay awake. It's fine. Sleep schedule equals when my Oshi don't stream. Yeah, you get me, right? Right? I'm just using another country time zone. Yeah, exactly. Because if my Oshi stream on that time, you know, I gotta watch. Yeah, it's important. Yeah. Like, being in Europe and watching, like, NA time stream are, like, the worst. It's always at, like, 4, 5, 6 a.m. No, usually it's around 5 a.m. for me, like 4 or 5 a.m. And it's so fucking bad. There's no way I can wake up for that, so I just compromise and then just stayed up. AO time zone is hell for a fan. Exactly! It's so bad. I guess back then I watched more like JP VTuber streams just because they stream around like afternoon time and I'm like, yeah, that's like okay. That's like okay, but all the Morka time stream time is just like hi, 5 a.m. Some of your stream for me are 4 or 5 a.m. Yeah. Man. Thank you for me for showing up. least you got well already. Kinda? I don't know. Kinda? Am I well? I'm not sure if I'm well. It's painful always being bot gang. I mean, I am bot gang a lot nowadays. Your stream like you're very comfy for EU time. Yeah, because I stream on like JST time zone. And usually those times are pretty good for people in the EU. I think so. Is it nicely having two slots so everyone can make it to solve your stream per week? Yeah. I would like to keep it that way. I mean, not a lot of people in Prism stream like at the time slot I occupy now as well, so I'm pretty comfy with the time that I'm streaming currently. So want to watch more US VTuber, but they usually stream at 5, 10 a.m. Right? Wakaru. JP time plus 8, 9 hours compared to EU. Yeah, I understand the pain of wanting to watch your Oshi, but she's 3 months. Horrendous time. yeah. I understand. Yeah, your senpai also stream around this time as well now. It's also pretty nice. I can also watch as well. They are like I guess a lot of stream that I usually can't watch, like from Prism. Like for example, Nia Senpai stream, I can barely watch her just because she stream at like really late or early. I'm not sure which one is it, but yeah. So I usually can never kind of like watch Nia Senpai stream. She stream at like the oddest time for me. Like for me, non-stream at the best time for me. So that's why I show up as non-stream makers like a lot. Sarah, I cannot catch her stream recently as well. She also stream at like kind of odd time for me. It's like too early, but yeah, too early. Really get to watch Gen 3 only Yura. Not as the most degen hour, so makes sense. Yeah, she streamed for like 12 hours, and that's like her normal stream. It's not even an endurance, so. I'm looking at like a wallet right now just because I'm bored. If you hear clicking, it's me looking at wallet. Yeah, I'm gonna buy a wallet and then put no money in it because I have no money. Buy a new wallet so I can put like my $5 in it. Manahanon always stream at 4 a.m. PST. It's just non thing. Is it empty? No. It was mostly a joke. It's not empty. Don't worry. It's not empty. I've been basically using the same wallet ever since I was like in high school, and it's kind of like worn out. So I'm like, I mean, I don't really need to buy one. It's still in good condition, and it's still pretty cute. But I'm just looking for like I don't know. Maybe if I want to replace it. Yeah, I've been using mine since like, yeah, since like high school. My mom bought it for me as a birthday present, and yeah, I just keep using it. You can transfer your money to me so I can take care of it? No. No. I can keep my own money. Mine is very slowly disintegrating its soul. I mean, mine too, like, the leather kind of like start flaking off, especially at the place where I opened it. So yeah, it's a bit bald there, but other than that, I think it's still in good condition. Oh yeah, it also has like a bunch of like nails mark on it because like whenever I go grab my wallet, always kind of like dig my nails into the into the leather. So it's like a bunch of like kind of like nails mark on the wallet. Still use one someone got me 10 years ago and it's holding up really well. Yeah, I have mine for like the longest heckin' time already. Like a really long time. And I still use it. It's still It's still in good condition. Well, let me look at it. Yeah, there are like a bunch of nails in my everywhere. I have Gilgamesh as like my keychain because he's like what is it? Gilgamesh in Fate has like a treasury, right? He said he wants all the treasure in the world. I put him here so he can protect my money. He can protect my money. Yeah, like the skin kind of falls off. I also have Hisoka sticker and like my Kuhurin card in here. Bunch of weak stuff. I have like so many coins here still. It has like I have a mixture of like euro and also I think it's mostly like euro. These cent, the euro cent. And a bunch of card discount card. I don't even use those. And I also have like oh God, wait. What's this? This is Singaporean coins. It's like every I have like a bunch of currencies just like mixed in here. Because I don't bother like I guess cleaning them up. But and then it just kinda build up in here. It's not even hard to find those. Yeah, I have a bunch. I just never. Oh my God, I even have like 1 yen in here. It's like all of a fucking currency is sort of is in my wallet. Genuine hoarder. Yeah, I mean, can you hear like of the coin? Like it's so full, like you can barely shake it. Like it's full of coins. It's really full. It's yeah, they're like a bunch of stuff. So yeah. it's a good wallet. I don't really need to replace it. You've been in Europe? Yeah, I lived there for a while. And I have like this 1 yen for good luck. So I keep it in here. Good luck. I don't believe in those, but I still keep it. I don't think I have good luck though, but I don't know. Maybe this is already good luck. Like maybe it's already warding off some evil. I don't know. It's just like without it could have been worse, you know. They've been for decades and you may sell them with a good price, right? Like all the coins. Yeah, I still have a bunch of coins. Is that your actual wallet sound? Yes. Like the coin? Yes. Those are like the coins. It's like really full in the coin pouch. So that's why it makes like kind of muffled sound because it's really full. Was 5 yen. Also, it's 5 yen. I never opened it. It's like it's in the package, and I never even opened it because I feel like if I open it, I don't know, like bad luck air, like the bad luck aura, like around me will envelop the coin, and it will like dispel the good luck effect or something, like my, I don't know, I don't know, like. Maybe whatever curse aura around me is going to destroy the good luck that's like imbued in the 5 yen coin. Yeah, that's why I haven't even opened it. I didn't open it. It's there. Yeah, maybe it is a good wallet. What are these paper? They have. Oh my God! Oh shit! Piece of cost card. You know, like I used to go to convention and like they would like cosplayer would give me like cost card like these like cos like card with like their cosplay picture on it. Like I asked them for a foil and then they gave me like their cost card and like I'm pretty sure this one is from fucking middle school. I'm pretty sure this cosplayer gave me this car like when I was in middle school or something. Like a really fucking long time ago. And this fucking voucher, like when was this? Oh my god, this voucher expired on 2017. The voucher from 2017. It expired on March 2017, and I still have it in my wallet. What is this? This is also a discount card. Let's see. Oh, it doesn't have a like a use by date. Can I still use it? I'm pretty sure. Like, does this restaurant even exist anymore? That's the true question. I just don't throw things away. Like, what the heck are these cards? I don't even know what are these. What the heck? Okay, I'm gonna throw them all out. What is this? Oh. This is like a bill from what? Is there a date here? There's no date. I'm pretty sure this bill was like a long time ago. Oh, it's also from 2017. Damn. Why do I have so many stuff from 2017 that I do not throw away? Typical wallet treasure experience. Yeah, I guess I never touched like this. This compartment, I just leave it as it is. I'll keep the cost card though, because it's cute. I know, check the other compartment. Like, I know what's in there, but just that one, I don't really touch it. And I realize how much junk I have in there. This voucher that expires, like, in 2017. Was it a good year? I don't think so. I don't think it was a good year. This is just happen to keep stuff like from 2017. Maybe I threw away all the other things just because I don't really touch that compartment a lot. So that's why. Damn. You touch grass a lot during 2017. Yeah. Yeah. Now I don't. Now I don't anymore. Wow, finally I'm throwing away voucher from March 2017. Wait, what is it for? What's the voucher for? Oh, it's for milk tea and waffle. It's like Hong Kong tea house, apparently. You have so many library cards. I throw them all out. Like, I throw those out. I don't. It's just because, like, the card I put in this specific compartment, I just don't check it, so. Have a boss keeping all of my event, concert tickets, and movie tickets? Oh, yeah, I think I also kept, like, my concert ticket, but honestly, I don't remember where I put it. That's the thing. I know I keep it, but I don't know where I put it. That's my problem sometimes. I know I have it. I know I kept it. My library card in my wallet expired in 2019. I think I also have. Oh wait, no. I think both the card that expired, I put it somewhere else already. I've kept a lot of that kind of stuff somewhere too. Yeah, like somewhere, you know? Somewhere. Not sure where. Definitely kept it, but Don't know where. I put my wallet back. Wait. My old credit card from 2013 is still lying around. I think I also have a like unexpired credit card, but I keep it in like this small hanging thingy I have on my wall. I just have a bunch of expired cards in there. I kept it just because it looked nice, I guess. You find one day when you least expect it, right? Right? There are like a bunch of stuff that I know I have, but I just couldn't find sometimes. It's really annoying. Still have my high school ID and college ID in my wallet. But yeah, I also still have those ID as well. They look so bad. It looks so bad. I look so dumb. Like all the ID pictures look so dumb. Credit card number and a three digit in the back. Sorry, I don't even remember that. I have my college ID. It's a nice card. The underage ID, the picture is so cringe. Oh my God, yeah. The one I took during high school, I look really bad. It was really nerdy, like a true nerd. Like at that point, I grow my fringe like really long, and like like when you take picture, you have to kind of like put everything aside, and I look so stupid. I just look like your typical nerd. Yeah. Same, but you're still cringe now. I'm not now. At least I would like to think so. I would like to think so. Emo-naki glasses. Wait, you take your picture with glasses? Like, I do wear glasses, but do you take picture with glasses? You don't, right? They would force you to remove it, right? At least for me, they're like, oh yeah, just take off your glasses. Yeah, right? Yeah. So yeah. But like now I just wear contact lenses. Like when I go outside, so sometimes you can take wine with glasses. It depends, but usually no glasses. Most of your friend kept them on. I would rather not have my picture with glasses, to be honest. Yeah. I've never taken your glasses off for a picture. Damn, you're like, my glasses is a part of my body. My glasses, without my glasses, my identity is gone. I need to keep it on. Like a character in Gintama, like Shinpachi, was it? Like, without his glasses, no one recognized him. His existence is just the glasses. Well, now my Thailand residential ID has glasses on, is taken with a webcam. Like, for really, I proved that? It's like Naki with no braids. Yeah, like Marina without glasses is like Naki with no braid. Glasses are like underwear? Wait, okay, so you take your glasses off when you go to sleep, right? Does that mean you take your underwear off when you go to sleep as well? Do you sleep naked? Are you the fashion of people that like to sleep naked? Took an immigration office and they took it with a webcam? What the fuck? With a webcam? Why? Glasses stay on? So what do you also shower? Wait, no. Yeah, you definitely take your glasses off when you shower, right? Right? Going for manual for bed. I no comment. Oh, yeah, bit. I see. I see. So the glass is always staying on. I get it. I get it. Even when you go to bed, nah. Okay. I got you. Sleeping on clothes is like asking for those insects to bite anywhere else isn't protected. I don't really like sleeping without clothes. Like, usually I just have like my night dress, or I have like a t-shirt, and then I have my underwear because I hate pants. Yeah, but not like completely, commando 다요. Then completely cloak with my hoodie and everything. I mean, that's fair. I mean, like, pajamas are also pretty covered. I don't wear glasses while I sleep. How can I see in my dreams? In my dreams, I always have like 10-10 vision. I'm thinking, I don't know why I'm giving so much personal information, but whatever, it's okay. No one's going to remember it, maybe. I will remember it. My Aces died during the summer. I did sleep naked. I just can't. I need to have like underwear on. I've fallen asleep with my glasses on more times than I should have. Always off when I shower. Oh, just another piece of clothing for me. You have never tried contact? Or at least for me, part of the reason why I wear contact is also because I consider them cosmetic. Cause I like those contact lenses that have like fancy pattern, and then it makes my eyes more kira-kira, and also makes yeah, it makes me cuter. So I also consider it as cosmetic, so I do wear like contact lenses going out. Is why I got laser eye surgery. I guess I don't really mind it that much. I just have more excuse to wear cute contact lenses. You hate your look without glasses? I guess maybe it's because you're used to seeing yourself with glasses, that's why you're not used to, looking at yourself without them. Yeah. I guess for me, I have, Naki have like big beautiful eyes, right? And like I do think my eyes looks nice, so I would rather not have glasses on. Yeah. Also, it's easy for me to like wear contact lenses. Like people usually always have to like I don't know. A lot of people have problems like putting contact lens like inside of their eyes. So for me it's really easy. So that's also a nice thing. Like I guess I don't have like the problem where if I put on contact lens, my eyes just keep watering, or like it keeps closing. I don't have that problem, so that's also a plus thing. It's just really easy for me to wear contact lenses. Like it took me like few seconds, and then it's done. It's just really fast, like poke, poke, and then done. I tear off the packaging and put it on, and then that's it. Like really fast. But I know my friends, like, it's so hard for her to wear contact lenses. I remember when we were going to a convention and she was She was trying to put on her contact lenses, and she really cannot do it. It took her so long. It took her like 30 minutes or something, and she's like, "Please help me. I cannot do this." And I also tried my best to help her. And finally we can actually get it into her eyes. It was a true struggle. Like, we took so long. That's so long. Yeah. Oh yeah, the ghost pepper oil. I don't know how you survived that, Iris wristwatch. Don't like contact lens because I don't want to spend too much on it. Yeah. I have a lot of expense need to spend on, including contact lenses. Cosmetic sometimes. I'm not like the type of girl that always want to buy cosmetic, but I do like to buy it from time to time. Like, they do expire, so I don't need to buy new one. They do run out. So like, basically I have what I need. I don't buy, like, I don't shop excessively, but I still shop for it though. I had a friend who was trying to stop wearing glasses. He spent like 40 minutes in the doctor's office trying to put contact lenses on. That is like my friend. And she couldn't even put it on by herself. Like, she had to like ask me to help her, you know? So yeah. For me, it's just really easy, so that's why it's nice. But I don't know, a lot of people struggle with it. And I guess some people also is afraid to put like something foreign into their eyes. Hate the fact that we have to pay to see. Yeah. I mean, at least glasses does last you for like a long time. I've been wearing like this one glasses ever since like maybe high school. I don't really, yeah, since like high school. I guess I'm also lucky in the sense that I rarely break my glasses. I don't even remember the last time I broke my glasses. Yeah. Worry about my eyesight getting bad because I don't think I'll be able to wear lenses. Why not? But I mean, if you get older, your eyesight does get bad eventually. And it sucks, but yeah. My last pair lasted for 4 years and can still be fixed for free, so it's now my spare glasses. I guess I just didn't really need to have new glasses. I just wear contact lenses a lot nowadays anyway, so. Did you ever sit on your glasses by mistake? Actually not really. I don't remember the last time I did that. Yeah, not really. I have two sensitive eyes. Sometimes when I see someone with red eyes, I can feel my eyes starting to water. Oh yeah, so yeah, maybe that's not so good for you. I don't really have like that sensitive like eye, so it's okay. But I know a lot of people cannot wear, or like, cannot adapt well to contact lenses, and like, yeah, it's fine. Why don't you put your glasses on your seat? Well, I mean, sometimes I put glasses on my chair, like if I'm changing and I just like take off my glasses and I put it on the chair and then I change and then I wear it back. I guess sometimes you can forget and sit on it by mistake. Like, yeah. Woman, eyes just get worse and worse. I have to change my glasses every 2 years. I think my eyes is not getting worse anymore. It kind of like just like this. Never saw one, but I step on it. I have never stepped on mine. That is something that never happened. I have never stepped on. I have never stepped on my own glasses. It's like, if I dropped it, I was just picking it up. I wouldn't step on it. Right. Yeah. Glasses make everything look so clear, but I'm too lazy to wear it. What the heck? You just put it on, you forget about it. Don't you have like one of those moments where you basically have your glasses? Like you're wearing your glasses, but you're looking for your glasses. That happened to me sometimes, like pretty rarely, but that does happen to me. Like I have my glasses on and be like, wait, where the fuck did I put my glasses? And then I look for it. And then after a while, I was like, wait, I'm wearing it. I'm stupid. Shit. Damn, I'm dumb. That's not an anime thing? No, it's not. I did it. I did it. Just like, how can I lay down? I have to take them off. That's yeah, it doesn't take much effort. My friend asked me if I had seen his glasses, they weren't off his head. Yeah, that happened to me. Well, I spent 15 minutes looking for my keys while I was holding them in my hand. It's okay, I understand. I understand. It happened to me as well. Like I'm wearing my glasses, but I was like looking for it. But at least it didn't take long for me to realize that I'm just being silly. I guess I looked for it for like maybe 1 minute or something, and I was like, oh shit, wait, no, I'm wearing it. It's like when I'm rushing and I'm not really thinking, and you know, I just want to get everything done as quickly as possible, and that sudden panic kind of like make me confused. Have you guys heard of this thing where it's like, if you're talking to the phone, like if you're talking on the phone with someone, if people give stuff to you, you would just like take it because you're not actually paying attention? Like, I've seen like some pretty interesting stuff. Like there was just these people talking on the phone, and stranger come and give them like statues and stuff, and they just accept it with no question because they're distracted. And it's yeah, because you're not paying attention, so you just accept it. And then after they finished their phone call, they're like, wait, what? Like, why am I holding this? And like, where's the person? The person that gave me this. What the heck? I've heard about that. Also, putting your hands out on and the phone person will give you whatever they're holding. Oh, I have not seen that one. That's interesting. I saw a troll show of it. Yeah, same. Yeah, humans are silly. We're a bit silly sometimes. It is funny though. Have you done that? No, because I don't talk on the phone. Sorry. I don't like talking on the phone. I do have to sometimes. I mean, when work calls and stuff, but those calls are usually really short. I try to keep it like as short as possible, and then I'm like, okay, bye, and then I'm gone. And I just try to keep them as short as possible. I don't really understand people who spend like 2 hours on the phone. I cannot do that. I cannot be as powerful as them. You're talking on the phone right now. Hey, it's different. It's different. Well, I mean, it's kind of different. Yeah. Not the same, okay? Not same. No, I'm not talking on the phone right now. It's different. I just refer to how things like of text. 2 hours on Space Discord is fine. Apparently, yeah. Apparently. It's different because there's no one talking back. Yeah, exactly. Like, people that call me nowadays always try to scam me. Like, they always try to introduce me to, like, sussy, I don't know, sussy deals. And I'm like, no, thanks, bye. Average call with friend that's off city usually sits around 2 3 hours. I guess I can only go for that long if I'm like. Not on the phone, though. Not on the phone. Do you even use your phone, like, I don't know, to talk with your friends? Don't you mostly use Discord nowadays? Seems like the easiest to scam. What the heck? No! The only time I've been scammed is like when I was really small and I fell for a scam on like an MMO of some guy trying to like sell me like this item with real world money in exchange for like in-game money. That's the only time I got scammed, and after that I never I learned my lesson. I don't trust people anymore. I greatly distrust people nowadays. When I was really small, so yesterday, no. Like when I was like in fucking primary school or something. Yeah, I distrust people nowadays. Oh my god, like there are people who try to scam me at like the bus stop, and I was like, no, like, can you stop? And then they legit turned to me and they said I'm evil and that I'm so mean. I have a heart of stone, and they were like dissing at me, and I'm like, okay, right. So I just kind of ignored them. I like, put on my earphone, and I just like, whatever, man. And then eventually she went away. It was so weird. Why? Why? It's like she can't scam me, and then she just started cussing at me, saying that I'm heartless, wouldn't even help her. Yeah, she'd be guilt tripping. I don't really care. I don't give a shit. Why not just hang up? No. It was like in person. So she came up to me, and then she started talking to me, right? And I'm like, okay. And I was like, no. She was trying to ask me to give her money. And I'm like, no. And then she just started cussing at me. This was in person? Yeah, it was in person. It was in person. I was like, no. And then she started cussing at me. We're here to tell you right now we don't care. Yeah. And eventually she just kind of gave up and go away. She's probably finding another person to scam. You tell me I'm in a rush because I usually am since I come late everywhere all the time. I was waiting for the bus. So I have to stand there. I was waiting for the bus. I cannot avoid her. Like, I cannot move away. She knows that. That's why. She knows that I'm waiting. So, like, I have to stand there and I cannot, like, ignore her and go away. So, that's why. That's why she's trying to get money off me. Scammer are persistent. Yeah. But I didn't get scammed. I hope no one gets scammed. She's like so sussy. She's like, no, it's okay. Please give me the money. Like, when I have it, I'll transfer it back to you. And I'm like, Right. I was like, right. I think maybe she can see it on my face, on how I'm just like, Yeah. It's so, of course it's sus. I would not. Yeah, my face was real like, sure. But yeah, she started cussing at me. Why is she so mean to me, guys? I didn't. I'm just poor girl who doesn't have money. Sorry, I have nothing to give her. Yeah. Or give them my GTFO logo. I mean, I gently declined, and she still cussed at me. And I was like, yeah, sorry, no. I was really polite, okay? And they still started cussing out at me. And I'm like, what the heck? What the heck? She's trying to make me feel bad? I don't really. I think she really is trying to make me feel bad so that I can, like, give her the money, but I just didn't care. So eventually she just got fed up and she moved away. Yeah. Just say you're broke. No, I just said, sorry, can't do. That's it. They had all the official stuff, even pretend to be mute. I think she said like she has like an injury or something and like whatever. And I'm like, okay. Oh, sorry, no, can't do. Kindness is extremely exploited in these days. Yeah, my mom also told me this story on how she got scammed as like a college student. Like there was this lady kind of like standing on the street and she was asking for help, and like my mom gave her some money to like help her, and then she went for the same area again like the next day, and they're still saying they're asking for help. And like this is, it's every day it's like that, and she's like, oh, I see, I got scammed. She's like, there's no way they would be asking for help every day. I got scammed. And back then, it's not like my mom has like a lot of money or anything. Like she was also, a struggling college student. She studied and she worked part-time job and everything. It's not like she's rich. So yeah, she just felt like damn. This is why I don't trust anyone anymore. You don't expect them to switch location. Maybe they were lazy. Like maybe that's a good location. Who knows? The worst part is being unable to tell the scammer apart from people who actually need help, right? I know, right? I mean, if someone actually needed my help, like, I would feel bad if I do that to them, but at the same time, I can't really trust people nowadays. Why, well, I live, they can make a couple of $100 a day if they're set up in the right place. What the heck? Damn! You're like, it's like a profession. Like, scammer, beggar as a profession. What the heck? Yeah. Worst part is if there's someone who's actually needs help, right? Man. That's why I'm afraid of, I guess, traveling alone also for this reason, because I'm the type of person that usually don't really, help those kind of people because I'm pretty sure it's a scam, or at least I think so. So I expect everyone to think the same way that I do. So I feel like if I need help or something, people might not, help me. Like they would probably think the same thing that I think or something. Yeah. So I'm like, I couldn't like turn on other people for help. Have to be by myself. Professional beggar is something well known in your country? Damn. Yeah. People are getting even more desperate these days. There's so many scam calls. I receive so many scam calls. They call my mom, they call my sister, they call everyone. People who need help don't open up easily, and scammers are usually domineering. I mean, that's true. Like, all the scammers are really persistent. Like that lady who keep trying to get money off me and guilt tripping me. Yeah, that woman. Same number called me 3 times this week, damn. What happened to the good old days when you can trust people? Yeah. I just have trust issue ever since I was like smaller. That's like the only time I got scammed though. Then I don't really no. Guess I just don't trust people anymore. Someone who's asking for help is persistent. That's definitely is a scam. Yeah. Honestly, if something happened to me and I need help, I guess I would just cry in one corner and just be there. Like just kind of curl up in a ball and like just sat in the corner and cry. That is something I definitely will do. And I can see myself doing it. Yeah. Assume the fetal position. Yeah, show that you're vulnerable. I'm also usually, I guess, the type to do stuff by myself, so I would try my hardest to not be a burden to other people. Or at least that's what my brain is telling me. I have bad taste of brain worms. And my brain is always telling me, you don't want to be a burden to people. Don't ask them for help. Just do it yourself. No one can ask for help because of anxiety. Naki can't do the same because trust issue. Yeah, I just don't want to trouble people as well. Yeah. Feel the same way? Yeah. But I mean, it is good to like rely on people sometimes. So like I try to tell myself that, but it's hard. It's just hard for me. Like the shop that have said go out of business in a week for a year. The way you raise kind of make me don't know how to ask for help. I guess maybe the same for me as well. Kind of the same for me as well. I just try my best to do things by myself. Wait. Oh, okay. It's only been 40 minutes, okay. Still early, still early. It's still early. I thought it was later, but this is still fine. I'm the type that would never ask for help. Yeah, Wakaru. I understand. I understand you fully. You're valid. Wait, it's been 1 hour and 40 minutes? Wait, I thought it's only been 40 minutes. It is 1 hour and 40 minutes. Damn, what the heck? So it is longer than I thought it is. Damn. Wow. I feel like I just started. What the heck? Wow, Zatsu is always strong. It's just talking to you guys are a lot of fun, so you know. Let me please. Yeah, I'm here. I just started doing the space thing. Yeah. I'm glad when you're enjoying yourself. Yeah, it is fun to spend time with you. I like spending time with you. That's why I want to do a space before I leave for my trip. Otherwise, I'll miss you too much. Yes. I shouldn't go to bed too late though. You'll need to wake up kind of early tomorrow. And honestly, I kind of want to play some SMT. I kind of want to play. Just a bit, you know? I will be responsible, but I don't want to play. Just a bit. It will not be the just a bit in the 3 a.m. It will actually just be a bit. Imagine not going on a trip all sleep deprived. It's just for a bit. It's okay, I think. You nap in the car? Yeah, I can also nap in the car. Yeah, it's fine, guys. It's fine, it's fine. Trust me. It is daijoubu. I said so. No trust, but okay. What the heck? Why don't you trust me? Why not? It's not fine. That's why I tell myself next thing I know it's sunrise. I mean, does happen to me, you know, sometimes, not always. Not always, yeah. But I usually sleep in transit as well. Like I always go to the airport like sleep deprived. I always have the mindset that you know, I'll just sleep on the airplane. I don't want to sleep beforehand, so I always arrive at the airport like really sleep deprived, like only have like maybe like 2 3 hours of sleep. Boy in the morning? No, it doesn't hit the same. Like playing in the morning doesn't hit the same as playing late into the night. You get what I mean? You know? Like, are you actually a morning person? Like, you wake up and you're like, oh my God, it's time for games? No. No. It does not hit the same. Yeah, right? Like, you know, Prism usually have, like, no, not usually, but like, rarely we have, like, these kind of, like, get together where, you know, staff sign and like all the Italians hang out, play games. It's usually like really early in the morning for me, so I just don't participate. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna wake up to like play games. Sorry, I'm not going to wake up to play like fucking Fall Guys or something in the morning. I would rather sleep. Yeah. And I'm not that interested in Fall Guys as well, so yeah. I would rather have my good night slept. Not enough time to play games in the morning. Yeah, I don't know, like when I wake up I don't wanna play games. Like it's like I wanna be kind of productive, you know? Like I wake up and I work. I don't wanna wake up and play games. Like games are for, you know, after a long day, and then you're like, oh yeah, I deserve some I don't know, relaxation time. Yeah, and then you start playing, right? At least for me, it's like that. In the morning, I want to be productive. So yeah. Not like waking up and be like, oh yes, time to play games. No. I cannot do that. Agreed, right? Yeah. I'm glad you understand. Used to play a bit before school. I definitely don't play before school. Like, I barely wake up in time for school, bro. Imagine me playing games before school. Like, there's no way I can stop. Like, how do you even stop yourself? Because, like, if I do that 100%, I'm going to be late all the time. There's no way I can do it. Before school, I don't even eat breakfast. Exactly! Exactly! I can barely wake up in time for school. And, like, how do you do that? Only games on my phone. I mean, I guess I'm like that with gacha game. Like I will play gacha game a bit before. No, actually not before school. I never play before school. It's always like, I guess it's always during break time that I start playing my games. Eat breakfast at school, so that wasn't an issue. I'm never the type that eat breakfast at school, so need to overcome existential dread in the morning games and being productive not on my list. I hope you can get over that so you can maybe play games or be productive in the morning. But shower, breakfast, and go. It was for me, it's wake up, or like trying really hard to wake up and then go. I don't usually eat breakfast as well. Oh, like I don't bring like a small thing to school to eat, but that's it. Like something small, like maybe I don't know, piece of bread or something. And then I would eat during break time. Set alarm a couple hours early and play for a bit, that way you're awake. Only for a bit? Like, that just does not work. Like, I cannot stop if I start playing. So there's no way I can do that. You eat bread while walking to school? Oh my god, you really like those anime girls that run to school having bread inside their mouth. The Evans is your typical anime girl. Yeah, exactly like an anime girl. I don't do that. I prefer to sit and eat. I do walk to school as well, but I prefer to sit and eat. Yeah, exactly. Toast in the mouth. Really, it's like an anime girl. Are you sure you're not actually an anime girl? Maybe you are. We don't know that. We have no way of knowing. Naki's a fake anime girl? I'm not a girl, I'm an Oji-san. Have you seen an Oji-san do that, huh? Obviously not. And yeah, I'm born an Oji-san, okay? I'm born an Oji-san. Never encounter a cute girl. You never bump into one? Damn. Rough life. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, DF. Sorry for your loss. Never running into a girl by mistake and be like, yeah, sorry. Sorry, you dropped this and then you're Your hands touches each other, and then there's like cherry blossom and everything. So you have Fukuo, T-san ever did that toes running scene? Maybe he did. Who knows? He's a very cute Oji-san, though. As a fellow Oji-san, I approve. I approve. Like a Sailor Moon Oji-san, eh? Sailor Oji-san did that? Wow, he's so brave for Nana. Tan, Muscle Oji-san, Sailor Seifuku. Damn, nice. Very nice. I approve. We need more of that in our life. I think I got recommended some kind of muscle bar, like with cross dressing. It's like it was like a picture. I don't think it's not like a proper cafe, but that was pretty interesting. I feel like I only find like a bunch of cursed stuff. For whatever reason. Curse on like base. I don't know. Maybe base. It's pretty base to be honest. I would say it's pretty based. Lady Spirit event. I love Lady Beers. He's so cute. He's the definition of mega kawaii. Very, very kawaii. A buff bar recommend. How are Yui's bar? Yui's bar are nice as well. I'm surprised they recommend that to me. I don't know. Is it because I only watch like cute girls TikTok and they're like maybe we think you might enjoy this and they are right. Damn, TikTok is so smart. Really, really smart. Like at first like it was just this video of this cute girl kind of like doing the little dance, and in the caption it said something Yuri and I was interested. That's it. She has like this really peculiar like corset piercing, so that kind of caught my attention, so I wanted to check the place out, and it is a Yuri's girls bar. Or cafe and bar. So you can go there and simp on cute girls. Pretty base, not gonna lie. Like Japan has so many cool like concept cafe. I really wanna go to one. Algo is great. Yeah. Damn. Sorry, no man's allowed. It was written. In their policy, no men's allowed. Only girls. Only girls, no men. My condolences, but no men. They really take male hate to another level. Like he sees a Yuri video neuron activation. You can sneak us in, surely. So you can't go in? Don't worry, I look like a cute girl. It's okay. I also sound like a cute girl. Maybe they'll accept me. Yeah. I don't think I can sneak you in there. I mean, are you willing to cross-dress just like Cloud? I'll definitely pick out stuff for you. Yeah. No men between beauties. Exactly. Only cute girls. Girl, Oji-san with the cutest voice. Yeah, what? All right. Do you think you can pass for a cute girl? You totally look cute cross-dressing. I mean, with the right makeup, obviously you can. Like, drag queen looks so fabulous. Oh wow, Grimber wants to change his gender completely, I guess. Nice. Good for you. Good for you, Grammar. Cleaning up trash. I should try to grab up and go free soon. I knocked over my phone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Comfy P. I'm sorry. It's not like that. Your hand was forced. What does that mean? What does that mean? F phone kun. No, don't worry. Phone kun is completely fine. Yeah, phone kun is fine. I hurt my neck. I'm so sorry. I didn't drop you. More like I kind of bump into you a bit. Need your beauty sleep to continue being cute. Oh my god, I'm those type of girls that have like eye bags from being sleep deprived. Yeah, I'm that type of. Nucky dropping us on our heads. I'm sorry. I hope you will not have brain damage. I think you'll be fine. Yeah, trust me. Hi, Jobo. 2 hours at two done. Yeah, 2 hours at two. It was fun. So late for that one? Or brain damage one? I'm so sorry. Can I fix you? You're into you're no, don't be. Into having brain damage? What the heck? Spent an hour and a half trying to wrangle a 24-pound cat. Why are you doing it? It was fun? Yes, it is fun talking to you always, so yes, nice. Just drop us again so cancel. I didn't drop you, I just bumped into you. That's something different, you know? Those two things are completely different. I just sort of bump into you a bit. I'm like, you know, bump into you and be like, ooh, woo, I'm sorry. Yeah. No biggie. I just sort of bump into you a bit. Yes. Your phone died? Oh no! Hang in there, phone queen. Okay. Since your phone died, maybe it is time for me to also go. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad I get to talk to you before I go on my trip. You will be missed for sure. Bye bye, Naki. It's okay, I'm bringing you on my vacation. Yeah, we'll touch grass together. Very romantic, touching grass together. How can I survive without Naki? It's okay, you can. Trust me, you can. If I can survive, you can survive as well. So, yes, it's okay. Have a fun trip. Yes, I hope you have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye. I'll see you soon. Maybe I'll do another space when I come back. We'll see. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Maybe another two for the roll. I want two for 2 days. Well, one two for each day, I mean. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.